May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Amen. There is this recurring scene that I have been part of at many of the most painful times in my life. Sometimes it takes place in a home, or a funeral parlor, or here in church. Sometimes it is about tragedy. Sometimes it is about disgrace. But it is always a scene about loss. And always, the central symbol is an empty chair. Here goes. A group of people are gathered in silence in a room where the most obvious feature is the person that no one is talking about. And the person whom no one is talking about is not there, of course. And whether the cause of the absence is tragedy or disgrace, no one can quite bring themselves to mention the painful subject. The only reminder of that person's absence, again, is an empty chair. And yet, the person who is not there always seems so very present. There's always a heavy sadness in the moment that tends to bring everyone else closer together. And yet, despite the sorrow that they share, when the time is right, the people gathered around the empty chair finally let go. And they talk about the person who is missing. Then something profound happens. As they talk about who's missing there, in that empty chair, they begin to talk about what is missing here, in their heart, in the empty chair in their own lives. And as this scene unfolds, it soon becomes an intense moment of sharing and tenderness, deepened by the weight on everyone's hearts. This is the scene of today's gospel. And the empty chair belongs to Judas. It is a tragic commentary on the gospel that Judas's betrayal is so heartfelt that John won't even speak his name anymore. We start today's gospel with the simple words, "when he had gone out." In other words, as we begin today's gospel, Judas has already excused himself from the dinner gathering, leaving behind an empty chair. This gathering is about betrayal. And even though Jesus is the only one who really feels it at this point, the absence of Judas creates a stilted silence that hangs over everyone present. I can just feel it every time it's read. But like other gatherings where the elephant in the room is an empty chair, Jesus is finally moved to speak. His tone is that of someone who knows and accepts that he has been betrayed, and that soon he will die. Pain and suffering are imminent, but life must go on for just a little while longer. And despite the weight of those crushing revelations and losses, Jesus is moved to speak. Despite everything, he wants to give the disciples some final testament of himself before the end. And this is what he says. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. This is not a commandment given as though people have not loved one another before, right? People have always loved, and they don't need to be told to do it. But this is something different. This is no ordinary love. This is a love that is supposed to keep them in its embrace, despite betrayal, despite heartache, and despite death. And that is why we hear these same words today that we heard on Maundy Thursday. Because now they are Easter words. And they are meant to sustain us beyond betrayal and heartache and death. Like the opening scene I described, the church is the room in which we gather. And always, always, there is some empty chair, isn't there? Something, someone missing. Some care that weighs so heavily on our hearts that we can only share it here. This is why we gather. We support one another in our common grief. And we pray to God for all the empty chairs in our world, the refugee seeking a home, the victim of war seeking peace, the marginalized one seeking justice. All of these empty chairs filling our lives and demanding our intercession and our intervention. Here's a poignant irony just for today. This church today has never been so full of empty chairs, literally. And the question is, how are we called to fill them? In every sense of that phrase, how are we called to fill them? But it's not just the cares of the world that creates that emptiness, is it? It's not just what's out there, it's what's in here. For all of us, there exists an empty chair. Some place in our hearts where we feel most painfully a sense of sadness or loss or meaninglessness in our own lives. And we only come to healing and wholeness. We only fill that emptiness in our lives by loving one another. Just that, just as Jesus commanded. By sharing and bearing the pain of that emptiness, but with the Easter difference. And that difference Christ is risen. The resurrection is meant to transform us and our gatherings so that we can offer our emptiness and know that we are filled by loving one another as Jesus loves us. So for the person here right now, or on Zoom, whose empty chair is depression, you are loved. In this room, with God's help, the rest of us are supposed to help you discover that you are loved beyond the anger and fear that you cannot let go of. For the person here whose empty chair is uncertainty, who is experiencing a doubt or pain in which everything about their life is questioned, in this room, with God's help, the rest of us are supposed to help you discover that you are loved beyond doubt, and that whatever you do or don't believe in, we believe in you, and we will believe for you when you cannot. For the person here whose empty chair is loneliness, who is feeling deserted or set adrift, in this room, with God's help, the rest of us are supposed to help you discover that you are loved beyond loneliness, and that we, the body of Christ, are always with you. We began the gospel with an empty chair, and we gather today with empty spaces in our own lives and in our care and concern for the world. But in the resurrection, in the fullness of the empty tomb, you are meant to know that whatever emptiness exists in your life, that you are loved despite what you think you are missing. You are adored despite everything. It is Easter. Christ is risen. And now the room in that opening scene is a little bit different. And this room is supposed to be different too. We are meant to fix our gaze on a new heaven and a new earth, because in the resurrection, we don't dwell on the empty chair, but on the one whose presence fills it. Amen.